I think the biggest change that's afoot already and obvious in some organizations is I think it's empowering a revolution in the degree to which individuals can control the patterns in which they will network with other people within and outside the organization. And I would compare that to the PC revolution of the early 80s, where all of a sudden people started bringing in their PCs into the organization, and it really transformed the degree to which individuals had control over the kinds of software they would use, the spreadsheets they would create, the information they had access to. And what's happening with the internet now is that it is enabling individuals to link and network with people within and outside the organization in ways that are just as dramatic. I think they see this as something that advances their place in an organization. I see that they see this as a tool of individual productivity. Often, I think what the new technology permits is to change where people do what activities or who makes what decisions. And so I think the biggest transformation is not necessarily productivity, I would call it trying to move decision-making closer to the ground or trying to empower individuals who are closer to the actual customer or the actual service to make better decisions. And the second way would be to use the internet to mine distributed intelligence within and beyond the organization so that you get the people who are best informed about a particular topic or activity to be involved in discussion of that activity. This has happened even in research, where you see researchers becoming more removed from the objects of their study because they can gather more data virtually. And I think that it just seems blindingly obvious that people can use the same technology to inform people who are closer to the ground. I think managers need to be involved in collaborative network organizations so that they understand them. Many organizations are not thinking about the networked individual. They're thinking about their own organizational systems and networks. I think the more they understand how they work, what advantages they have, they'll be less protective of their organization. They'll realize the value that they extend to individuals and the organization as a whole. In everyday life, we're overwhelmed with information in any setting, but we've learned how to cope with it. And I think on the online world, it's just a matter of time before we develop habits and strategies that enable us to better manage information online.